All right, coming up on the big 4th of July weekend, every Thursday in the feed, we talk health and wellness with our friend Yanisa Marte, registered dietitian and nutritionist. You can follow her on Instagram at Yanisa Marte RD. And we're talking, you know, making healthy options, right, Jenna?
Yeah, Yanisa, what are some good choices we can make this weekend with all the food and the activities? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. 4th of July is a time to gather with our loved ones. But many of us are going to be indulging in some tasty barbecue meals. And we know that treating ourselves is linked to better overall health, but what typically happens when we spend all day at a barbecue?
Oh, I eat.
Yeah, it's like grazing. Yeah, you're constantly picking from the different plates and snacks.
I never not have food in my hand at a barbecue.
Exactly. We are literally surrounded by food the entire time. So everyone's different. Some of us will eat when we're hungry and stop when we're satisfied, but most of us are going to be snacking all day long. And you guys have just told me that this has happened to you.
Yep, guilty right here.
Yep.
So essentially, it's a day of overeating. Now, if you're trying to lose weight or manage blood sugar, these outings can really derail your progress because summer is filled with these events. So it's not just one day. It's all summer long. So we want to practice some of these strategies that will allow us to enjoy these outings and also stay on track. So what are some of the foods that you guys typically have for 4th of July?
All right. So like burgers, hot dogs, grilled chicken. You got to stop me, Kevin. I'll keep going. Mac and macaroni salad, potato salad.
Yes, all those things. I was going to say hot dogs is probably number one for 4th of July. And then anything anyone brings, all the snacks. Yeah.
Yes. And now it depends because everyone's different and our cultures might influence some of those foods. But mainly it's like what you guys said, lots of meats, burgers, hot dogs, chicken, ribs. It could be starches. You mentioned the potato salad. Ooh, I'm getting hungry now. Breads, rice, and our typical snacks, chips, cookies, cakes. But let's not forget our wonderful drinks. What are your go-to drinks while at a barbecue?
Maybe a diet soda or water because it's like hot outside. So I tend to lean towards water.
Yeah, water, seltzers, you know, I like iced tea, lemonades. Those are always tasty. And then, yeah, if I have a couple of beers, maybe that
I was
too.
Just gonna say,
and then
yeah, wait a
our
second.
House is always stocked with juice boxes for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, definitely. We know we're going to find tons of juices, sodas. Alcohol is never missing, right? But we know that we need to focus on our hydration, especially on these hot summer days. So if there is no water, then what are we going to drink, right? Mm. What's there? So I want you guys to be the water police.
Okay.
Nice.
You bring the water because surprisingly, a lot of people forget about the water, right? So you want to make sure that you have a variety, like you said, you know, of course, some plain water, flavored seltzer. We talked last week about agua fresca. Did you guys try it yet or not yet?
Not yet, no.
I'm waiting for 4th of July.
Hey!
Perfect. So there are plenty of options to stay hydrated.
But now let's get into the grill. What do you have on the grill side of things?
Oh, yeah. We know at the grill, we're going to have a ton of meats. We just mentioned burgers, hot dogs, ribs. But what do you guys think I'm going to suggest?
Like not fried.
Or balancing it with something.
Lighter, maybe.
Yeah, some sides.
Yeah, you can also aim to have leaner meat if possible. If not, that's fine. But the answer I was looking for was veggies. Do not forget the veggies. Be the person who brings a veggie dish or vegetables to grill. Do you guys like any specific grilled veggies?
Yes. Brussels sprouts.
Oh, those are good.
Like roasted and grilled.
Asparagus I like a lot. And then, yeah, the peppers and onions add such a good flavor to the hamburgers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm a pepper gal. I love grilled peppers and onions, but the sky's the limit. You know, we can have whatever veggies you have available. Zucchinis are great to grill. Mushrooms, broccoli, whatever you want. The one thing is, don't be afraid to season them. A little salt and pepper goes a long way to bring out those yummy flavors. Mm-hmm. Now, what types of snacks do you guys see at barbecues?
Definitely chips.
Yeah, chips and dip. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have the salsa. Yeah, or like a Chex Mix type thing. Yeah.
Yes, chocolates, cake, cookies too. Yep. Those are all fun foods. Enjoy them. But why not have some healthier options as well? So I know you guys are into dips. How about guacamole?
Yes, please.
I love guacamole, yes. I make a great guacamole, too. I should do that
All
for the fourth.
Drop the recipe, Kevin. What are you doing?
Yes, I'll be waiting for that recipe. Now, have you tried hummus?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And even my kids are into hummus now, too. So, yeah, that's actually a great option.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, so guacamole, hummus, and those can pair really nicely with chips. But also our beautiful veggies.
Nice.
So essentially what we're trying to have is a variety of foods and make sure we include healthier options too. So be that person, the one that brings the side salad and the water, right? So take this 4th of July, implement at least one of these tips and see how it goes. So Kevin, Jenna, which one of these do you think you're going to practice?
I'm going to bring veggies.
I'm going to be making my guac. Making the guacamole and the water. I'll bring the water too.
Great. Now, we all have different health goals, so pick what matches best with your goals. Lastly, remember to be smart. Keep cold foods cold and hot foods hot. Mm. Let's enjoy the fireworks and our loved ones. As always, we're not looking for perfection. Just focus on what you can do today because tomorrow is another day.
I love that. Thanks, Janisa.
Thank you so much, guys.